Listening Exam 3, Part 2.
After several years of serious studying, British graduates are finding it more and more difficult to find a job after finishing university. As a result, in 2009, the government decided to promote and fund a trial scheme which offers struggling graduates the opportunity to go on a gap year trip around the world to work and learn new skills. The gap year has always been traditionally associated with undergraduate students who usually take a year off before starting their university degree. The government scheme was designed to help graduates participate in overseas projects via the organisation Raleigh International and encourage them to work on development projects where they might be involved in building basic infrastructure such as schools or health centres. One of the main objectives of the scheme was to help the participants develop what many employers call soft skills, which include leadership, working in teams, and communication skills, making graduates more attractive in a highly competitive job market. Participants were expected to contribute £1,000 to pay towards the cost of their flight and any vaccinations needed for the trip, which would normally cost an individual about £3,000. The government also said that their intention was principally to help young graduates from poorer backgrounds who naturally had more difficulties to finance these types of trips. The scheme, however, received many criticisms and was described as a quick way to reduce the unemployment figures during a period when very large numbers of graduates were without a job for at least 6 months. Some people believed that the project was using taxpayers' money for a program that was only a short-term solution to long-term unemployment problems. Despite the critics, the program generally gave out a positive message, claiming that an overseas expedition was a perfect way to provide graduates with some excitement and optimism in times of economic crisis and depression.